Loving God, Father, Son, and Spirit, like the Israelites in Babylonian exile, we are tired. And though we are not in a strange land, the times we live in are strange. And so many times we have thought that the pandemic was at an end, but we have been wrong. And Lord, that makes this even harder. We think we've finished the marathon we were running, and then we find out that we have to keep running. And we are angry, lonely, confused, tired, and impatient. We give all of this to you.
Teach us as you taught the Israelites that you are not confined to familiar places and rituals, to a church sanctuary and a gathering in person for worship. Teach us once again as you taught them that you are Creator, the Living One, whom we may worship wherever we are. We've had to face our lack of control over so much of our lives, and that's made some of us suspicious and cynical. Lord, restore our trust and hope in you.
As we face our own frustrations and loss of control, we ask you to forgive and guide us. We pray for our sisters and brothers around the world who have had very little control of their lives for so long. And yet, they are faithful, hopeful, loving, and joyful. May we learn from them. May we trust your faithfulness and promises, as we have lost so many of the externals that have propped up our faith. Just as you have refined Israel in exile, refine us so that we may be pure in heart, merciful, and hungry for your justice.
Give your people creativity and hearts receptive to your Spirit's guidance. Help your people to find new ways to grow and to bring our love for you and neighbor to our homes, our congregations, neighborhoods, our towns and cities and countryside, our nation and beyond. May we recognize our mission in this time and place. Finally, loving Creator, we pray for all those sisters and brothers around the world whom we've been blessed to work with and grow with. While we are physically apart from one another, unite us in the Spirit and in our prayerful remembrance. Loving Father, so many of our friends live where there are few vaccines and minimal medical care. Please protect them and keep them well.
Creator, God of life, whether in life or death, joy or sorrow, discouragement or hope, you reign, Father, Son, and Spirit. To you be glory and majesty, praise and thanksgiving now and forever. In the gentle and strong name of Jesus, we pray.